Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys. Before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today we're going to do a different kind of guided mindfulness meditation. One of our previous episodes, we focused on words and the replacement of words. So breathe in and breathe out is what that episode is called. You might even want to go back and revisit that episode. Or if you haven't listened to that episode, go ahead and check it out after our episode together today. There's something that I've noticed, and I've noticed because people have been saying the same thing and in different ways. It's about fear and uncertainty. Fear and uncertainty. Being in a state of fear, feeling fear, and wondering because of uncertainty. How can we use words to help ourselves and to help our healing when we're in a chronic state of fear? I experience this myself on a daily basis. It's part of my journey as well as recovering from trauma. And when I see things and I recognize patterns, the next thought that I have is see a need and fill a need. So I want to try something different. And we're going to try this together. So I'm doing this work alongside and with you. And together. So this guided meditation, what I'd like you to do, as with all other meditations and mindfulness exercises that I practice, is I'm in a space where I'm comfortable. Sometimes that means I pull over and I'm in my car. Sometimes it means I'm able to go sit in my favorite chair. Other times it means I'm standing at the kitchen sink. So wherever you're at right now, with the exception, of course, of driving, right? Because we don't want to do this while we're driving or operating any motor vehicle or machinery. Take a moment and pause. So if you're at the kitchen sink, if you're at your desk at work, if you're in a chair, sitting on your sofa, or lying on your bed. You can keep your eyes open if you'd like to, or you can have your eyes closed, whichever you're more comfortable. Just notice that you're where you're at in the present moment. I'm actually sitting in my office, sitting at my dad's kitchen table. And I can feel myself rested on the chair. And you'll feel yourself, perhaps if you're standing, your feet are grounded. You can feel the surface below your feet. If you're laying down, you can feel whatever is on the opposite side of your back, your head, your shoulders, your legs. And if you're sitting, you can feel your feet on the ground. Maybe they're on the carpet. And you can feel your bum on the chair and your back rested on the chair rest or the sofa back. We're acknowledging our presence where we are. And this is the space that we are in, as well as the space that we share together. And when you're ready, I want you to take a gentle breath in through your nose. Just gently breathe in through your nose. And then release the air through your mouth. And I want you to do that one more time. Take a gentle breath in through your nose and feel its cool air and how it hits the back of your throat. And then release it through your mouth. We always do things in a series of three. And once again, take a gentle breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. I notice that the longer our exhale, the calmer and more awake I become. And others have had a similar experience. So now you're breathing on your own at your natural pace, at your natural rhythm. And I want us to move our attention and first create a space of safety while we're doing this exercise. And if for any reason you feel like, oh, I'm just going to stop doing this, always come back to your breath, pause the audio, and focus on your breathing and the awareness of safety. The word fear brings up many things. Mostly it brings up uncertainty, the unknown. And as we rest in a place, we want to be unafraid, experience fearlessness. And there are other things that we want to experience also. And that's the focus of today's guided mindfulness meditation exercise. The things that we want to feel, the things that we are trying to get back into our life, the things and the hopes and desires that we sometimes become so desperate that we would do anything, almost anything, to experience safety and comfort, to feel safe, to feel heard and validated, to feel calm and relaxed, and to experience peace in our life once again, to feel safe, to be safe, to know that we are safe. What I'd like you to do as you continue breathing on your own at a natural, soft pace is with every inhalation, I want you to think safety. So with the next inhale, safety. And then I want you to release uncertainty. With the next breath in, I want you to think of the word comfort. Comfort. Uncertainty. And the next breath in, I want you to think of the word safe. Safe. Tension. So it's released. The next breath in, breathe in, heard. I am heard. And release, ignore. And the next breath in is validated. Validated. And you're going to release invisible. In the next breath, then I want you to think of the word calm. Calm and release chaos. Notice how you feel. Notice how things are different. You might feel more relaxed. You might even feel sleepy. Some people might even feel alert, that there's this heightened sense of awareness. Your next breath in, think of the word relax. Relax. And release tension. The next breath in, think of the word peace. And release the word uncertainty. And one more time, with the next inhalation, think of the word safe. Safe. And release uncertainty. And on your own, continue to breathe gently, kindly, with love and compassion for yourself. Just breathe at a natural rhythm, the cool air coming in through your nose, and the soft exhale releasing through your mouth. I feel safe. I know I am safe. I am safe. I know it. I believe it. I feel it. I am safe. And once again, take a soft, gentle inhalation through your nose and let it out through your mouth. And one more time, take a gentle, kind breathe through your nose and release it through your mouth. And one more time, a gentle, kind, cleansing breath through your nose and release it through your mouth. And if your eyes are closed, go ahead and open your eyes. And if your eyes have been open, go ahead and blink. Move your toes and your shoulders and your neck. Move your arms. Even make some wave motions with your arms and dangle your feet. Let your legs and your feet dangle and swing. Move your hips from side to side. Move your torso in a figure eight motion. Bring motion back to your body. Notice any changes. Notice how you feel. Notice what your emotions and your mindset are like right now. Anytime fear becomes that invited guest once again, remember to give it the no vacancy sign. Give it its eviction papers. Tell it has no place here. It has no place no longer in your life. Because you are safe. You feel safe. You know you are safe. You believe that you're safe. You feel that you're safe. You are safe. This is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Be sure to subscribe so you'll get notifications of the next episode, as well as guided meditations. And if you've liked this episode, please give a review on your favorite podcast app. Let us know how this episode and this technique has helped you in any way. And I want you to have a fantastic rest of your day.